to another Universal Orlando podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Melody.
And that's the cat. And that's Leaf Bug.
Leaf Bug?
What's his name?
It's a Bo-truckle.
That's a Bo-truckle.
And I think its name's like Needles or something.
Well, his name is Bob.
Oh, Bob the Bo-truckle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. He's just hanging on to the mic.
Wasn't he on there on the last episode that we recorded, or no?
Probably.
It was really annoying to try to get him on there, so please don't pull him off.
Why was it annoying?
Because his legs don't bend as easily as I would have liked them to.
Oh, well.
Okay.
If anybody's looking for a snake update, it's not Thursday. I haven't seen the snake yet. I see the snake on Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. Tomorrow is Wednesday.
What about last Thursday?
You mean Wednesday?
Wednesday.
I don't remember. Probably. I had a fun car experience.
What?
This is a small talk. Whoever doesn't like can just skip 30 minutes ahead. Don't actually skip 30 minutes. So I was driving to go get the milk last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And the road I go down is a two-lane road. So one lane going north, one lane going south.
Okay.
So for this, just say I was going north. And there was this car in front of me, and they were going 15 under the speed limit.
Oh.
I think this was the first time I ever passed somebody out of anger. Because I was trying to hurry up to go get the milk so I could get home.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going 15 under, and I finally got into a spot in the road where it was like a broken yellow line.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I can finally pass.
And you passed them in your Jeep?
I passed them in the minivan.
Oh. Well, I guess.
Which is funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if you're in the Jeep, I still would have found that funny, too, because the Jeep is just slow.
It is very slow. Unless you don't want to fall apart like a block of Legos.
Mm.
But anyway, so I passed him. I was very angry. Please do the speed limit. It's not that hard. It was 45. They were doing like
30 is 15 under.
30, yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
Anyway, I don't really have any small talk.
That's kind of lame.
I'm at home. Oh, I got free ice cream today.
Oh,
that's my small talk. I tried to pay in cash, but I had $5, and my ice cream came to like $5.36.
You couldn't find 36 cents.
Well, while I was in the middle of trying to find another dollar in my wallet, which I did have,
mm-hmm.
I found one. But by that time, I guess the cashier was just like, I'll help her and
pay for
my ice
cream. How long did it take you to find a dollar?
Not too long, but I also had both kids. I was trying to hold Rose at the same time.
Oh.
So, she was just nice and just...
Did you get any ice cream?
Yeah, it was my ice cream that was free, because I brought the two Scoopy tokens.
Oh.
We went to Culver's. What?
When you said you were bringing coupons, I thought you were just getting like we have a coupon for like $1 off.
Oh.
Ice
no,
cream.
I meant the Scoopy tokens where kids get free ice cream. So, all of our ice creams were free. We spent no money. It was very nice.
Good.
That's my small talk.
Okay. We have a Halloween Horror Nights small talk. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yay!
Has been theoretically announced.
Oh, this is the epic episode. Who knows when this one's coming out, though?
Well, this is going to really date the episode, then. Well, we just got the Five Nights at Freddy's announcement. Speculate.
I am so happy.
Go. What do you think it is?
Speculate. Well, I already know it's the movie instead of the game because...
They didn't say it's a house.
Well...
They said, experience Five Nights at Freddy's in an all-new way.
Yeah, I know, but what they're using is the movie. Because of the post, it's the sign from the movie, not the game.
But what do you think it is? Do you think it's a house? Do you think it's a scare zone? Do you think it's a bar makeover? Do you think it's...
I hope it's a house, because I'm also thinking of the new movie that's coming out. And I've seen trailers and stuff, and they've... amped up the horror part for the second movie.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's a lot more jump scary type stuff, which would be great in a house.
When's the second movie coming out?
That I don't remember.
It's almost like you have a computer right in front of you while she looks that up.
December 5th.
Oh.
So.
I don't think it's going to be the second one then.
I mean, they still have the trailer to go off of, but.
Unless they're working with the production crew of the movie. Like they did with the Exorcist Believer House.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping. Because I feel like there's still enough to... And maybe they can even pull stuff from the first movie. So...
Do you think you're going to see Scott Cawthorn there when we go?
I doubt it. I would like to. I probably won't recognize him unless everyone else is going up to him.
I feel like he would want to go see his pride and joy.
From what I've gathered, he's also a super nice guy. So I would like to meet him, but it would also be super awkward because I played one of his games and got a panic attack in another. So
speaking of that, we got a quest 3 a couple of days ago.
More money is spent on stuff we don't need.
Whatever, says the one who stole it the very same night I bought it.
You told me to. So I decided to play a game I actually enjoyed.
And you stole it.
That's not stealing.
Stole it.
Okay, continue.
Do we think Mark's going to go to a Markiplier?
I highly doubt.
Do we think he's going to make an appearance?
No. Oh, in the movie? Or at the...
In the house?
No.
That's stupid. You just walk through a black room and his face is up in the upper right-hand corner.
Now, if Josh Hutcherson came to Universal, that'd be kind of cool.
I don't know who that is. Moving on.
He's the main character in the movie.
Oh.
He's also PETA.
Right. Anyways, moving on. It is a recap episode.
Yay!
Because we went to... You good?
No. Ow.
Are you done?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to come pat your back?
I'm good.
Anyways, we went to Epic Universe. We did a VIP tour.
Yay!
Because we were expecting crowds to be insane, and we're like, we want to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was not needed.
No.
At all.
I mean, I'm glad we did it, because then we got to see what it was like.
Okay.
We're probably not going to do it again.
I will say it was worth it to go on Ministry. Spoiler.
That is true.
Anyways, where can they find us?
On socials. We're on Instagram and Twitter /X. You can find us at Another Universal Podcast on Instagram and Another UO Pod on Twitter /X. So I don't know whether to just call it X or Twitter at this point, because doing the whole stupid slash thing's annoying.
We've been asking that for 2 years, and we will continue to probably do it the same way.
Maybe I should just ask the question on Twitter and see what happens. See, I just call it Twitter.
All of our 2 people that respond to us on Twitter.
Exactly. I'll ask them.
What if they go 50-50?
Oh.
John and Angus, if you listen to this, please go 50-50.
Well, there's also Kobe. There's 3.
Holly, I need you to make a Twitter to make this a 50-50. Thank you. Or I could just go in.
Okay, you were going to say something.
Anyways, was I saying something? I don't know.
It was something.
Recap. What did we do? Starting off our day, how did we get there?
We drove.
Nah, I thought we flew.
We're not that rich.
In a helicopter. Just kidding. No, we drove. Our VIP tour came with free valet parking, but our passes still worked for free valet parking, so that didn't really matter to us. So we used valet parking, because we did not want to walk that 20-mile walk from the parking lot all the way up to the main gates.
I will say, when we did our little trip update a couple episodes ago, I think it was a bonus, I don't remember what it was, but we talked about going on May 4th, going to Tootsums and all that.
Uh-huh.
We forgot to mention that we had finally used valet parking for the first time that day.
Right, and we did. I loved it. And I don't think I'm ever going to do normal parking or premier parking ever again. That is the best perk to my pass, and I think just using valet parking will pay for the pass.
And we haven't done it. I think our main reason was just that
the car was always messy because, like, you know, 2 kids, the car gets messy.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time we're leaving to go to Universal at 6 in the morning, we look at the car and we're like, oh, we wanted to go do valet, but the car is too messy.
Mm-hmm. And granted, when he says our car is messy, it's not that bad.
It's not like food's thrown everywhere and there's a peanut butter and jelly sliding down the
window. It's not like we
window.
Collect trash in our car.
It's just the toys.
It's just like there's some toys strewn about. Sometimes there's some snacks on the ground, but it's not like it's bad. I always tell him, like, this is fine. Someone's going to look in the back of the car and just, like, this looks normal.
It's funny because I think both times that we did valet parking, we accidentally left our Dunkin' Donuts coffee in the front of the car.
Yes.
At least yours was finished and mine was not.
Mm.
But it also wasn't coffee, it was the...
Refresher.
raspberry watermelon refresher.
Oh. I don't know why you keep getting these drinks. You never actually drink them.
I drink them.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I do.
That one, you didn't.
I wasn't that thirsty. But what if I was thirsty?
Then stop getting a drink.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, so we did valet parking at Epic. I don't think I'm never doing normal parking there again. If I'm going to Epic, I am doing valet parking.
Mm-hmm.
I think did we look at the prices there? No. Was it the same as Universal?
I remember seeing it, and it was a lot more expensive than I thought, because they kind of, you're charged by the hour. I know it's like a certain price for 2 hours, and then after 2 hours, they ramp up. And then I know the prices fluctuate after a certain time. I know I looked at it, but it was like a whole bunch of different things, and I forgot to.
There was definitely an all-day price.
Probably.
Either way, I don't think I'm ever going to not do valet parking there, strictly because of how far away normal parking is. And the thing is, it's almost the same walk as if you're going from, like, Islands to Premier Parking. But at Studio, the two original parks, there's moving walkways. So, like, if you're tired at the end of the day, theoretically, you could just get on the moving walkway and just stop. No, you could be kind and move to the right so the people who want to walk can walk on the left.
I would say that going from Islands to Premier Parking is farther than valet parking to Epic.
No, I'm not talking about valet parking. I'm talking about if you were to go from Epic to Premier Parking, it is almost the same distance as going from Islands to Premier Parking.
I think you just repeated yourself. What?
If you go from Epic
to Premier Parking
in Epic versus Islands to Premier Parking.
It probably just feels longer because there's no shade.
There's no shade and there's no moving walkways in Epic.
And are there benches? I don't remember. There are benches? Okay.
But there's no moving walkways.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get tired at the end of the night and you have to drive home and your feet hurt, theoretically you could just pull over on the moving walkways and still be making distance to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas at Epic, if you need to stop for a break, you have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stop, then your feet are going to hurt even more because now your feet took a break.
Yeah.
And don't even get me started on standard parking. That's like three times the distance.
We're never doing standard parking.
Especially if you're all the way in the back. Cool.
Even worse when we have kids going with us.
Yeah. Anyways, so valet parking is like a brisk 2-minute walk from the entrance of Epic to the entrance of valet parking.
And then that's okay for you to sit down and have a break.
Yes.
When you're waiting for your car to get to you.
Because they just pull it up right in front of you. Mm-hmm. And then you leave. And that only took, we saw the guy who
grabbed
our key and literally ran to our car.
Hey, jog.
Sure. But even at Studios, that only took them 5 minutes to get our car.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on a busy day where a lot of people were getting their car.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good. Anyway, so we did valet parking for free.
A lot of talking for just parking.
Yes.
And we haven't even started yet. Ugh.
We then walked through security, got into the park. No, we didn't go through security. We did. Yes. There was a special VIP security entrance to the right of the normal security.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice because you get your own special area. I don't know where I'm going with this. You get a special area.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that. Instead of having to worry about waiting in a regular line for security, like if you're being late to your VIP thing and you go into a regular line and you're like, I gotta get through this, there's like a whole separate line. Which felt weird because I thought we would have to scan first before going through security, but we went through security and then they scanned us.
What do you mean?
We went through the security.
Yes.
And then we scanned our VIP pass. So it felt like anyone can at first.
Well, I feel like if we didn't have VIP, they would have turned us around to go through the normal security.
Maybe.
Because there's really no connecting area to get you back over to the normal ticket booth.
Okay.
At least I didn't see any.
Anyway. So we entered the park at 8 in the morning.
Yes. Got checked in for our VIP tour. At that point, they will ask you if you used the valet parking. And if you're smart, you will say yes. The lady will take a picture of your return, your call slip for your car. And then I don't know how they validate it, but she texted somebody. and got it validated. There was a little hiccup at the end of the night with it, though.
What? Are you going to get to it, or are you going to say no?
I didn't put it in the notes. When we went to go pick up our car, at first, when they scanned it, they were like, oh, did you do a VIP tour or something like that? Because, no, they asked if I had an annual pass. And I go, yes, but I did a VIP tour. And they're like, oh, I didn't see it on here, but okay. And then they asked to see my VIP lanyard. So I don't know if that's standard or not.
I don't know.
Anyways, moving on. We checked in for VIP, went into the park. Did you get any of that beginning stuff?
Yes.
Oh, then go ahead. You have the notes.
So we went in at 8. We learned that the inside of that, the celestial area, is slightly like City Walk because you can go in before the park is technically open. Because you can go in, but you can't go into any of the portals and stuff unless you have EPA.
Yep.
And also the rides in Celestial, like the
Stardust.
Merry-go-round Stardust. Yes. Yeah.
So if you need to recharge your freestyle cups, probably do it then.
Walk around.
Yep.
The fountains are really nice.
The fountains are nice. Get scammed out of a rechargeable thingy.
Oh, we'll get to that. That's on my notes, actually.
Oh.
Because before we did that, we got my hat.
Yes, we did get your hat.
And pins.
We did get 2 pins that are sitting in our change bucket.
Yeah, I need a, because I have to put change into the water cup thingy so that it doesn't fall off.
I also put our cup up because I found it on the ground a day or two ago. I'm like, oh, that's going to get broken.
Okay. Because we have to make it heavy so that the pins on the lanyard won't just pull the cup off the shelf.
Smart. We need another shelf.
And put it where? Continue. There. Just ignore. Continue.
You can continue.
Okay, fine. After we got hats and pins, and when we say pins, we got Burke and Nintendo. Those are the pins we got. Although we're debating on getting the other two, right?
If they're still available, I'll probably get the other two.
Yeah. We just like those lands.
Yes.
They look nice. Anyways, we went and recharged our cup. The stupidly expensive $50 one.
Stupid. It is worth it.
No, I know it's worth it, but it's still expensive.
Oh, yeah. It's a Stanley style cup.
Didn't get the new fuel rod.
So, fuel rod went to a new version where it has, like, USB-C and, like, it has indicator lights and all that stuff. And a while ago when they first switched, you could take, like, your original ones and go get a free swap. And I guess they stopped doing that. So when I put my original one in, it asked me if I wanted a swap. And I said yes. And I had to pay for it. But I got a discount.
It was like $10.
It was like $5 or $10 off. So I clicked yes. And then I tried doing tap to pay for my watch. That didn't work. So then I tried doing tap to pay for my phone. That didn't work. So I had to break out my actual physical card. It went through, but then it took too long to process the transaction, and then it just timed out. And it gave me, like, a phone number to call if I need assistance.
And you never called.
And I never called. Well, I did call that day, but they weren't open yet, and I just gave up. So they stole my charger.
Yep.
That it never used. It was our emergency charger that we kept in our universal bag.
Anyway, then I don't know what exactly we... I think we just walked around, maybe, until 8:50, where we finally went into the VIP area.
We walked over to... We tried walking to the Harry Potter portal, and we were like, oh, maybe we can get inside, you know, the Harry Potter land and go get your wand. Oh, that's not on your notes, is it?
No, it isn't. Oh.
Anyways, so we couldn't get in the portal because it wasn't open. And then we turned around, and we're like, oh, we'll just walk through the shops. So we just walked through some more shops and bought your wand in.
Which was disappointing because I did not want to buy my wand in a generic store. I wanted to get it at a Harry Potter store at least, but that didn't happen.
So we went into the main store on the left when you first enter the park. If you're like looking out, it's on your left.
Same place where we got our cup.
Yes. And
got my twig. Which is Hermione's wand.
So what happened was we went up to where all the version 2 wands are.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a guy there, and you pointed to the one you want. You're like, hey, can I get this wand? And then he really tried to upsell you on the new one that just came out.
It's like the special wand, limited edition for the grand opening. I was like, that's great. I want my twig.
Yeah. Like, it looked cool, but we didn't want it.
Yeah. I mean, would you have switched your wand for it if you hadn't already gotten yours?
I like my dark one.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was cool, but, you know, just give me my twig. I think I even had to grab my own box because he was pushing the other wand really so hard.
It's like, here, let me tell you the history of it. We're like, can we get the twig? And I looked at you, I'm like, oh, so do you want the new one or do you still want your twig? And you're like, oh, I want my twig.
Yeah.
And
awkwardly grab a box hoping it has a twig.
I literally just grabbed a random one and prayed. I'm like, please be the twig. We opened the box and like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Walked away.
Well, it was really awkward. But yes. I got my twig and I'm very happy.
Then we left the store, set up your wand. And then around that time, it was time to finally go to...
Yeah, I think that's what we did after that. It was just we sat and waited.
Pretty much. You have the notes?
Mm-hmm. So we go to the VIP area at 8:50.
Yes, because that's when the lady who checked us in told us to go to the VIP area.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the VIP area? What was that? Time
to
wake up?
Drink water.
Drink water. So where is the VIP area, Melody?
Of the entrance. It has a big VIP...
It does not have a big VIP thingy.
Oh, no, that's on the outside. It is in like a little gated area.
Okay, shush. You walk through the Epic portal, the front main one, like right after you scan in your tickets, you come in the main portal. So you're looking out at the lagoon, the fountains, and to the left you have the big main store. To the right, I think you have like a smaller store, the bathrooms. And then you have this gate.
Yes.
You go through the gate, and there should be a set of double doors, either closed or one is opened. And theoretically, there is a guy out front, you know, asking if you're on a VIP tour. You go through those doors, and that's a VIP...
Lounge. It was packed.
It was very packed. Because, you know...
Multiple tours.
Yes.
I think we even, during our tour, we ran into, like, another tour group a couple times.
We ran into a lot of tour groups. What'd you do?
I slid my arm against his paw, and I guess his nails were out, so I technically scratched myself with his nails.
Good job. Anyway, so we checked in for the VIP tour. Very smooth and easy process.
Mm-hmm. Waited for our tour guide with our group, which we really liked our group.
Our group was good. Very talkative.
Mm-hmm.
One of the teenagers had their birthday.
Yeah, she was celebrating her birthday. I'm like, happy birthday.
She'll probably never listen to this.
No. It's fine.
Oh, well. Happy birthday. It's my birthday, too. You never told me happy birthday, but
actually,
oh, well.
Actually, she did. You remember?
Oh, yeah, she did.
And it wasn't your birthday that day.
It was close enough.
It was closer to Jack's birthday.
Whatever.
Okay, continue.
We got our tour guide.
Paige.
I'm debating on not saying her name. Because of one thing that she did that she technically wasn't supposed to do. Whatever. Paige. Very good tour guide. Highly recommend.
Yes. Very knowledgeable on the beasts in the Harry Potter area.
Yes. So we departed at 9:15?
Ish. Yeah. I think we left at exactly 9:15.
Because we would have left sooner, but we were waiting on one group because they were late.
Yeah.
And they never showed at that time.
They were not on time, so we left without them.
Yes. So we started walking towards...
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Battle of Ministry. Mm-hmm. Because she said that was the first ride she wanted to get us on to make sure we get on it. Because it's been having spotty reliability.
Yeah. And she was very ride-oriented on the tour. So it was bam, 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 ride kind of thing.
To be fair, so... In the description, I think they say they try and get you a behind-the-scenes look. That is not what it is for Epic.
No.
That's true for the two original parks, Islands and Universal.
I was going to say, I feel like it's probably not that way right now because the park...
I was getting to that.
Oh, well, we both talk. I talk about it then.
Fine.
But because the park just opened, they know everyone just wants to ride the rides, especially Battle at the Ministry. So that's what they're going to focus on in these tours. And then once the park has been open for a bit, then maybe they'll start implementing more behind the scenes kind of stuff, which I was still kind of hoping for on our tour, but I understand that it was focused on rides.
Yes. She even told us that. She was like, usually we do behind the scenes, but for Epic, we're doing strictly rides.
Mm-hmm.
Because they recognize that's probably why people are booking this.
I mean, we hit the max ride limit for that tour. So
for rides, they say they will get you on to up to a minimum of 6 rides.
Mm-hmm.
But
they don't tell you that the max is 8.
Yeah, they don't tell you that the max amount they can get you on is only 8. Which, yeah. Theoretically, there's only 11 rides in that park.
And one of them is Yoshi.
Yeah. They don't need to do all 11 rides.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could have done without racers, Hiccups racers or whatever.
Yeah, oh, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Okay, fine. Then move on.
Okay. So, went to Harry Potter. Late group eventually got to catch up to us before we went on the ride.
Yes, because the birthday girl got stung by a bee. Very funny.
She was okay. She's not. She wasn't allergic. So it was more of a, here, let's get you some ice. So she had to be escorted off. And while she was escorted off, late group showed up.
Yep.
Then we went to Battle of the Ministry. We walked through the exit of the ride.
It was a posted 90-minute wait.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Oh, I did.
We rode elevators. Took 2 elevators.
We took a lot of elevators that day.
Mm-hmm. Now we rode the ride. Basically, our entire group got on one elevator thing.
They didn't split our group up properly, or somebody didn't listen.
Someone didn't listen. Because I was also semi-paying attention to the other side. Someone didn't listen.
To be fair, I did try to drag you down.
I know. And I tried to go... What happened was, they split the group in half, because there are 2 doors.
Yes.
And then they tell how many people are going to sit in the back, how many people are going to sit in the front. So for us, it was like, you 4, you're going to sit in the back. And that was us in the back. Right. But as we're sitting down, there were 5 people in the other side who sat in the back. So that meant one of us had to be moved to the front. And that was you.
So I moved to the front. Because you were already in the back at the time.
Yeah, because I went in first.
Yeah, and you sat down. And then I realized, oh, there isn't a seat for me. So I just scooted to the front. And I said, oh, there's 2 front seats. Mm-hmm. Melody, come on.
Yeah,
and then they filled in a single rider.
And she was coming in at the same time I was trying to go down. And the TMs that were operating that thing were already, like...
frazzled.
Not frazzled. Just annoyed. And yeah. I could tell. They were already annoyed beforehand. I don't know what was going on with their day. They were not having a good day.
It's a very stressful ride that keeps going down. Guests probably keep complaining to them. And why is this taking so long? And
maybe.
I just waited 3 hours and you're telling me it's down. I want it up right now.
Yeah, fix but it. I was just like, I am not going to create a problem. I'm just going to go back to the back row. So.
Good. So I got to ride with some random lady.
Yeah. Anyway. Rode the ride. Good ride.
I do recommend front row. It's not much of a difference, but it is cool.
Anyway, finished that ride. Then we were escorted over to Dark Universe. We really did not spend much time doing anything else. It was just do-do-do-do-do to the next place.
Yep.
We went to Werewolf next.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, took the exit path to get up to the front of the ride.
I'm pretty sure we take the exit path every time.
I know, but if I...
You don't have to keep saying it.
Well... Fine.
From now on, just assume we are going to take the exit path rather than the normal standard line.
Yes. Fine. And then we rode it.
Right. We did Werewolf. Yeah. That was a fun ride.
Then we went on Unchained.
Yes.
It was a mixture of exit and not.
So what happened is, this is a spoiler warning. Click away now. Okay. You've had enough time to click away or pause. I hope you're not driving because you're probably going to crash your car trying to click away. Don't crash. Or crash your bike.
Okay, I'm just sure I'm not adding more elevator music. Continue.
You add elevator music?
You told me to. A 30-second pause. And I did. And I added elevator music.
Fine. Anyways, so when you go on Monsters Unchained, one of the main things that is great about this ride is the queue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you miss a lot of the queue by doing a VIP tour. When I was very grateful for... because we had new people in our group who have never been on this ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really bummed for them that they weren't going to get to see the pre-show. Because, spoiler warning, there are 2 animatronics in that pre-show that are absolutely amazing and you have to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Victoria Frankenstein, the way she moves is just so human-like and fluid. The face is a little wonky.
On the side. If you get her, like, from the front, she looks really good.
Yes. But that Frankenstein looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so big. Anyways, so she took us through the exit.
At some point, we'll talk about why she looks great. We still haven't explained that. Because we learned the whole technical side of that.
I thought I already talked about it.
I don't think we have.
Anyways, so they took us up the exit, took us into a back room where you're in this themed manor, and then you're just in a white staircase.
Yeah.
Like a typical
backstage area.
Backstage, just plain white.
Which is fine.
And concrete. It was just, it was funny to see.
Yeah, you get to see behind the scenes, essentially.
It ruined the magic.
Oh my word.
Magic ruined. Anyways, took us through there, did the first pre-show where it's Igor telling you about the, you know, the arm and
whatever. Ride vehicle.
Ride vehicle. And then you do the pre-show, and then you go to the lockers, and then she told us to get a locker if we needed a locker. Mm-hmm. We did. Put our stuff away, met back up with her. She took us back through the exit, and then, I don't
know. No. What we did, because you go from the Igor show to the Victoria show, then from that show you go to the lockers, we do our lockers, then we go back to her, and then we took like a little exit and then went back through like the exit.
Well, so okay, so for this ride you can't go through the exit the entire way. So you do Igor show, you do Victoria show, then you do lockers, and then you come into this room where there's like a coffin, and then you come into this next room where it's kind of more opened, and then you go to this TM, and then you tell them how many are in your party.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then if you have two and there's two behind you, they say, okay, now you're a group of four. And mm-hmm. then you move on. And then you walk through this little tunnel, and then you get to the ride load platform.
Mm-hmm.
We cut in to where they said, okay, you are now two and two, and go through this hallway.
Yeah.
So our they stopped the normal people. Our group went.
At this point, the line there wasn't too long.
Right. So there's really nobody in that room. And then we walked up, and we had a short wait because there were still normal people in front of us.
Which is fine.
How dare they? Oh, we should have cut everybody and gone in front of
them. Anyway, VIP. I have more information for this ride.
Wow.
Yeah, because you were probably just going to say rode the ride and moved on, right?
No.
What were you
Igor was broken when we went on it.
You're skipping stuff, though.
Apparently.
Okay, first we learned that Victoria is the great-great-granddaughter of Victor Frankenstein. When you actually pay attention to the pre-show, she does say, like, my great-great-grandfather or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. Because I was wondering the relation, and now I know. Second, people were added to the little robot arm in the Igor pre-show.
Yes.
So that was interesting.
Did you realize how there's only three in the ride vehicle?
I did wonder why.
I saw a picture where it was that, but one of the people was, like, face down in the back. So it's
so
like
it
they fell
off?
Out. No, I think it was purposeful.
Oh.
Like, they fell out of the vehicle.
Oop.
But I think they took it away because guests were like, oh, that's concerning. Or probably because people were like, are we actually going to fall out of this?
Or maybe they just thought the thing did fall out and it was broken. And they're like, the person fell out.
Oh, probably.
And, yes, like you said, Igor was not working in the first...
The first time you see him.
Yeah, in the ride.
Yes.
Then we were done with Dark Universe and moved over to Nintendo Land.
Yes.
And she had us go all the way back to Donkey Kong first, and we rode Minecart.
Yes.
Which...
Very bumpy.
Very bumpy.
By design.
It was great.
I need to stress that. People keep saying, oh, it's super bumpy. I wonder if they fixed that. No, it's by design. It's supposed to be a minecart.
Yeah, so it's good to know beforehand. It's very jarring. I was fine. I really don't have any problem with it.
It throws you around, and if you have back problems, you really need to listen to those warnings where, like, if you have back or hip problems, you probably shouldn't ride.
I have back problems, but I was fine. But my back problems are not severe.
Exactly. So
I definitely felt it afterward, though.
Yes.
Anyway, rode minecart, then went over to Mario Kart. This is when you want to be reading the notes. Because I did something embarrassing.
What'd you do? You got your leg on the wrong side of the bar?
Do you remember?
No.
So when we were pulling the lap bar things down, my when you know when they have like the thing that divides your legs, I thought that was hitting my leg. So I instinctively was like, ah, I need to move my leg to the side and then continue closing the lap bar just to learn. I look over, my knee is just jutting out of the car because instead of the leg divider, it was like the little arm thingy. So we had to awkwardly wait for a TM to basically unlock the seatbelt again.
Wait, I thought that happened on Curse of the Werewolf, not on...
No, that was Mario Kart.
Oh.
It was just really awkward, and I was like, I'm sorry, and okay, open, and then put my leg back and pull the thing back down, so yay.
Okay.
I felt dumb. Anyway, Bowser won.
Yes.
We learned that in order for Mario to win, everyone in your car, and I think maybe both sides, I'm not entirely sure if it's both sides or just...
Sorry.
Both sides are just one car, but everyone has to get 100 coins in order for Mario to win.
Sorry. I think I'm done.
Okay.
You may continue.
Apparently, I guess, while we were moving from Nintendo Land to Isle of Verk, I'm just ignoring you now. I guess a fountain show was happening.
Yes.
And because it was happening, we learned that there are specific fountain shows for each land.
Uh-huh.
As to know how to know which show is for which land, I have no idea.
Because we haven't watched them?
Well, that too. But she was like, oh, the show for the Dark Universe is ending because it was at the end. And we're like, oh, cool. I didn't know they're for the different lands. Or, yes, portals? I don't know. But that was a cool little tidbit that we learned.
Yes.
Walked into Burke, learned some things about that. They basically handmade as much of Burke as they could. So instead of just like manufacturing stuff, I guess, all the wooden structures.
If you see wood, it's probably hand carved.
Yep. It was really cool to learn that. So
I don't know where I read it, but someone was like, oh, this bench and this part of the land was hand carved. I'm like, oh, it's nice that they carved one bench, but now learning that everything was pretty
nearly
much hand carved.
Everything was. I don't
all
know
the,
what's not, but
all the statues were hand carved.
Yeah, there's a lot of wooden structures.
Yes, I'm so assuming all of the ride is not hand carved.
No,
because that's metal.
No, all the wooden structures. Anyway, then we went on Dragon's Racers Rally.
Yes, that's the one where you have like the flappy arms.
Yeah. And she purposely took us on that ride because there's no express line.
Yes. So that was one thing she also said in the morning. She wanted to get us on every single ride that doesn't have express. Because with VIP Tour, when your tour's done, you have a one-time use express ride pass.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we then went on Hiccup's
Wing gliders.
I did not pay attention to how we got online. So I wrote...
Through the exit.
We did? Yes. I thought it was the single rider line. I wasn't sure.
Oh, maybe we did go through.
Because we did go to the single rider lockers.
Yes. I know she took us through some special door.
Yeah. So I think it was a mixture of single rider line and exit for that one. So for this one, our group got an entire train, even though our group didn't fill up the entire train. And they're like, oh yeah, just go ahead, choose which row you want to go. So everyone else in our group, somehow we got like pushed back in the line of our group going up. Mm-hmm.
I know they did that for Stardust.
No, this is for Hiccups. I wrote it down.
You sure?
Oh.
Because they did that for Stardust. I don't think they did that for Hiccups.
No, because... I don't... Okay, never mind. Yes. For what I'm talking about, that's Stardust. But we still happened to get back row for Hiccups.
Yes, we did.
And that was fun.
I think we were talking to a couple for the majority of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think the dude lost his glasses.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Luckily, I think they were just sunglasses, but...
Hopefully they weren't prescription sunglasses, because I know that's a thing.
Because, like, when the eggs are exploding, I saw him, like, looking around on the floor, like... I'm like, oh, I hope he didn't lose something.
Oh.
And then he get off, and I heard him talking about how he lost his sunglasses. It's very sad. Moving on.
Anyway, so got back row on that. Then we went to Stardust Racer.
Our eighth and final ride of the day.
Mm-hmm. And this is where we got the entire train for our group. There are a lot of rows
empty.
On it.
Yeah. That ride was pretty empty. That's probably why they did it.
Yeah. So everyone else shuffled to the front.
Front.
And we were just like, to the back. We're like, can we ride in the back row? Because I think they, no, we our group wasn't in the front row. Like, they still had the designated front row line, and those people went in the front.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And we're like, hey, how often do you get to actually ask for the back row? Let's take this opportunity. So we're you can
always ask.
It was just really funny to see the rest of our group being the front, a whole bunch of empty rows.
And then us.
And this, us in the back. Like, the dad at the family, the, like, looked over at us and was like, what are you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
And we just shrugged and sat down.
It is very... it is a lot more intense in the back.
Very much so. It felt like we were getting whipped all over the place. Because mm-hmm. I know when we hit that first hill, my stomach hurt. I felt like I got slammed
mm-hmm.
into our lap bar. And I was like, ah, that was not as fun as I was hoping. Because I still had my hands up.
I did not.
And I still felt like I was being flung. We got advice about the whole hand-holding thingy. Where you're worried that if you put your hands up and the ride fails,
whatever.
You're going to go splat. It doesn't matter if your hands are up or not. You're going to go splat either way.
No, because if that lap bar fails for some reason, I can hug the lap bar.
The lap bar goes up.
I just
so
hold
if,
it.
Yeah, the lap bar goes up. So if my hands are up, I just put my hands down real quick. My hands are going to connect with the lap bar that's going up.
Well, how long is it going to take you to connect? I'm already connected.
Well, if it goes up, your arms are going up. It doesn't matter either way.
No, I have more time to hug it.
Okay.
That's my anyway. It's my strategy. If that ever happens, I just hug that lap bar and pray that I have enough strength to hold on for the next 30 seconds.
Also got a fun fact for Stardust Racers. It's the slowest of all the big roller coasters.
It does not feel so.
It does not. It feels like it's on par with Velocicoaster.
Pretty much. Very fun.
Anyway, then we got a mini lunch break.
Okay, this is where the tour ends.
Yes, our tour
so
officially ended.
We don't know if we're allowed to say this or not, so we're just going to say it. Sorry, Paige. I hope you don't get in trouble. You were great. I would love to have you again. You're probably mm-hmm. never going to hear this, unless it's getting played in your meeting where you're, like, getting reprimanded for doing this. She snuck us onto onto the Harry Potter show. So after Stardust, she goes, all right, this is where your tour officially ends. And then she asked, does anybody want to go to the show?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, us and, like, one other group raise our hand. And she goes, great. Technically, I'm not supposed to do this, but at 1:10, meet me at the front of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, like, an hour or so
yeah.
to go get some food because it was lunchtime. At this point, we go over to Burke and get a... mac and cheese cone.
Yeah. We got the PB&J, which we learned is not peanut butter and jelly, which is what we assumed, I think, just because of the name. But it was, great. Now I have to do it from memory. It was pork, bacon, and jelly.
Yes.
So that's the PB&J.
Yep.
It was pretty good. We really, really liked it.
It was really good.
So that was our mini lunch break because we got one cone and shared it.
Yeah, because... we had dinner reservations, well, an early dinner reservation over at the Atlantic
mm-hmm.
for birthday dinner for me.
Yeah. And then we headed over to Harry Potter, and before doing magic, because we did magic.
We stopped at the...
Bar Moonshine.
Bar Moonshine. I forgot what drink I got. It was some lemony drink. Pretty good.
And then I got the color-changing...
one with the packet.
Yeah, tea thing. Yeah. It was really cool. So I got a very sparkly drink.
The bartender was like, try it before you put in the packet and then try it after because it tastes different after you put in the packet. And we tried it both times. It doesn't taste that much different.
Yeah, basically, in my opinion, before the packet, it's very strong. Like, I drank it, I was like...
Oh. Also, on the menu, it's called one thing, but when I asked for it at the counter, I didn't say the name. I'm like, oh, what's the drink where you put the packet in and you change the color? And she goes, oh, it's this. And it was a different name that was on the menu.
Weird.
And I don't remember the name.
It's all in French. It's kind of hard to remember it unless you actually have it in front of you.
But it's a very, very popular drink. So if you go and you say, I want the drink where you put the packet into the drink and mix it and it changes colors, they'll get you what you want.
It was an okay drink, especially once we put in the powder. Like I said, it wasn't as strong.
It also wasn't powder. So it was better.
Well, tea is a tea.
It was a cloud. You put in a cloud.
It was like putting in cotton candy and watching it melt. No, it's a cloud.
That's the lore. It's the lore. You're putting in a magic cloud.
Oh.
Well, it's at least what the bartender said.
Oh, I didn't know that part. To me, I was putting in cotton candy and changing the color.
It's pretty much cotton candy.
I thought it was going to be super lame, like putting Mio into a drink, but it wasn't. It was actually kind of cool.
Yes.
And it added a whole bunch of sparkles to my drink, which I was also not expecting.
Yep. So we drank our drinks, and then we had enough time. We still had like 35 minutes before we had to go over. So we walked around and did a bunch of the magic spots.
Mm-hmm. One wand spot was down, like where you light up the wands.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun.
Yep.
We found a hidden spot that we didn't know about.
We did?
Mm-hmm. The one where you see, I don't remember if it was before or after the show, but it was, you have to find a I'm sorry, I'm not going to remember where it is. There's a window, and there's a box inside the window that says Revelio with, like, the little wand spot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no specific wand circle on the sidewalk.
That's the wand spot for...
What is it called?
The Beast.
The one Demiguise.
Yeah. Spoiler.
How is it a spoiler for helping people find a wand spot?
Because
it's hidden. It's not like...
We'll post about it next time we go.
But it was super cool because... You do the little Revelio, and then the Demiguise shows up, and it's really cool. Just showed up in there.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Anyway, so we did the wands, and then met up with her tour guide at 110. She took us over to a side entrance. Technically, this is the entrance where the accessibility people go in through.
Which I found odd, because there were some people who were waiting for that entrance.
Uh-huh.
But then when, like, the main group came in... I felt like accessibility people got separated when everyone else was coming in into that line.
Anyway, so we finally got into the show. We got in the first front two rows that are kind of like roped off.
Mm-hmm.
So we got front of the row.
Yeah, because you get shuffled into like the tent.
Yeah.
Where you get a pre-show to the show.
Yeah. Watch the pre-show. Amazing pre-show. 10 out of 10 pre-show. Must see. We'll see again. Do the pre-show. Get into the show. Sit in the very front row, right in the middle. So we have prime seating.
I will say this show is, I think, based between the first and second Fantastic Beasts movie, I can remember.
So we do the show, finish the show, and now we're on our own.
We're not talking about the show at all?
I think that needs to be its whole episode.
Okay. It was a great, amazing show.
Amazing show.
It started where I was like, well, okay, this is fine. And then it went to, oh.
Yeah. So anyways, we did the show, left the show, and then what did we do after the show?
After the show, we rode Unchained again.
Yes.
And Igor was working that time.
Yes, he was.
And then we went to Mario Kart.
Yes, we did.
Bowser won again.
No, we did some touch points around there, and we played with the Magic Bands a little. Not Magic Bands, the Mario Bands. There was like one little cave area where you have to like change all of the colors on the wall from either blue or yellow.
I also don't remember if it was the first Mario ride or the second, but someone got 8 coins on the ride.
It was the first. I remember you talked to our tour guide about it.
I did?
Yeah.
There was just someone just enjoying the ride instead of fully immersing themselves in the ride, which is fine. But
I kind of want to take off my headset next time and just watch the ride.
That's not going to be as fun.
I just want to try it. Don't poop on my parade.
Well, I'll still tell you when to do the turning so that you can still get, like, the winners.
No.
No? Okay, fine.
I just want to watch the ride.
Anyway, so yeah, we did touch points. We did the part of the Bowser Jr. Challenge.
You don't know anything about it,
don't.
Do you?
No.
There's 3 keys. You have to go do these little mini games to get the 3 keys. And we got 1 of the 3 keys. We were going to get 2 of the 3 keys, but that had a really long line.
And it was also starting to sprinkle.
Yeah.
At that point. We didn't
So at
wait.
That point, we were like, let's go to Mario Kart. And then we go on the Mario Kart.
For the second time. To avoid the rain.
Yes.
Okay.
Which worked.
Yeah, we came out no longer raining.
Yes.
We were really good with avoiding rain that day.
We really were. So we did Mario Kart, then what did we do?
Then we decided to actually ride the carousel ride.
Ah, yes. Best ride.
It's pretty to watch, but my word, it is so boring.
So everyone in the queue line is having fun because they're watching it. They're all smiling. And then when you get on the ride, I looked around at everybody on the ride and they looked very bored.
Yeah, because sure, you're spinning in circles inside a circle, but because it's so slow, you don't notice it. Like, granted, mm-hmm. yeah, you go pretty up high at some points.
Yeah.
And I do like how a lot of merry-go-rounds, there's like the big family seat, but it just stays stationary and you just go in circles.
I'm surprised you're not talking about the one thing that happened.
I will. It's in my notes. I haven't forgotten, but there are big family carts. So like four people, or I think it's actually three. Three people can sit on one thing that's going up and down. And I thought that was really interesting. But yes, before the ride even started though, and we experienced probably the most boring ride we have ever rode at Universal, which is slightly disappointing. Someone didn't buckle himself correctly.
It's confusing.
It was not.
Okay, so the way these buckles work is the seat, if you're on like one of the animals, it's a two-seater.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because you have the big person sit in the back and a small child sit in the front.
Right, so both people get their buckles, but I guess I grabbed the small seat buckle.
Nope, other way around. You grabbed your seat buckle.
No, but no. I grabbed the small seat buckle and plugged it into my buckle spot. Yes, I did.
I have a picture of you.
No, I know what happened.
Okay.
Because when it happened, I looked down to my left and I grabbed the seat buckle up here,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't see the one down below me.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed the wrong one.
Mm-hmm. But I have a picture of you.
Okay. Then show me the picture. Can you see the seatbelt buckle?
But I apparently went too far back and went to our first epic trip. Where did it go? Wait, where's my picture? I thought I took a picture of the mistake. Did I not?
I know what happened. Because when it...
Okay, yeah, okay, now I... Okay, yes. Fine, whatever. You look dumb.
Yes, I did.
I'll just say that.
Because I couldn't put my foot on, like, the normal spot. I had to, like, put it up on the small spot. It was very weird.
Yeah. And it was also super awkward. Because the TM had to come over and fix it. And I guess they don't deal with that very often.
So what happens is they come over to you. And they have... Currently, they have this little, like, booklet.
Mm-hmm.
For each, like, ride vehicle. So when they unlock it, they don't unlock everybody. They can unlock just one.
Mm-hmm.
So the dude had to flip through it, find my ride vehicle, and then shout out a number to the guy who controls the ride. And apparently they got the wrong number, and they finally... It took them a minute to unlock my thing.
And it was just really awkward, because everyone's already just sitting awkwardly on this slow carousel thing.
It was a very slow load.
Yeah.
Very slow.
Very slow load. Very slow ride.
To the point where I'm like, we may miss our dinner reservation.
Yeah. Well, it didn't help that you got stuck.
No, it did not.
I have pictures of you on the ride, just not stuck.
Whatever. Anyways, so...
See, here's you on your bowl.
Whatever. So anyways, we did the boring carousel, got off the carousel, and then booked it over to Atlantic. Because mm-hmm. we had like 5 minutes left to get there.
Yes. At this point, was it starting to sprinkle?
Yeah, it was starting to sprinkle. Got in, checked in right at 4.
Mm-hmm.
About like 2 minutes later, my name gets called. I panicked because you were still in the bathroom.
Yeah, we went in. I immediately went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Went back up just to see that you were starting to be directed to the table. I was like, oh, yep. Okay.
We go, sit down, had a great view of the park.
Which sucked for me. That meant I had to go up and downstairs immediately, but whatever.
Yes. Had a great view of the park.
Mm-hmm.
It started to rain, which was nice, because I'm like, oh.
And just watch people leave the park. The fish move.
The fish move in the ceiling. Melody royally screwed up.
What do you mean I royally screwed up?
So when we were ordering our food...
Oh.
The lady was just like, oh, is there any allergies we should know about? And I wasn't going to say anything because it's not that big of a deal. I'm not going to die. But Melly's like, oh, he's allergic to mushrooms. And she goes, oh, yes, I will definitely notate that. So she took down that I have a mushroom allergy. She's like, all right, but since there's an allergy, the manager's going to have to rent out all your food. I'm like, great.
At least now I know how...
So we got acquainted with the manager very well.
And how allergy stuff works.
Yes. So I ordered a filet mignon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to come with like a potato cake thing and a salad. And then I ordered an extra thing of french fries because I'm like, oh, I had a very small lunch. I'm going to get an extra thing of french fries.
Mm-hmm.
You got, what did
something.
You get?
Something. It was some pasta. Oh, yeah, the pasta.
What pasta?
It was...
Something with shrimp.
The cheap pasta.
That makes sense.
I don't remember.
Nothing is cheap there.
Well, the cheapest pasta. I don't remember. It was like one with like a red creamy sauce there.
Okay. That's descriptive.
I don't remember.
So we also get a starter of what kind? What shrimp?
Fried shrimp.
It was a fried shrimp in with a sauce.
Which made me discover that Nick doesn't like boring shrimp. He likes fried shrimp.
It has to be fried.
So that was interesting.
So we ordered our shrimp. It was $18 for the shrimp, and we got like 8 pieces of shrimp.
Mm.
Very expensive shrimp. Mm-hmm. Very small pieces of shrimp.
Yes.
But tiny. I'm like, okay, whatever. They could have put on a little bit more sauce. Oh, well.
You still enjoyed it.
It was tasty. And then we wait like another 30 minutes. At this point, we have been in this restaurant for like an hour.
Yeah. At least, like I said, we were also just watching the rain just keep pouring and people keep leaving the park.
Right. I was not mad about the wait. Now, if this was a normal sunny day, I would be a little bit more peeved with the wait.
Mm-hmm.
But the manager also had to run out my food, which is also increasing my wait time. So I took that into account and I wasn't mad about it.
Food
and
gets
I wouldn't be
out.
Mad on a normal day. Food comes out.
Oh, we get like a little allergy stick in our shrimp, too.
Yeah, there was a little purple stick on my shrimp, and I'm like, cool.
At first I thought it was like, oh, you get a stick to stab the shrimp with. She's like, oh, that's the allergy stick.
No, I told you that's the allergy stick.
Oh, I thought she told me,
no.
And I felt really embarrassed because she was right there.
No, I told you it was the allergy stick.
When she was there.
Probably.
Mm.
Anyways, our food finally comes out. You get your pasta. I get my steak, and it's just a steak with 2 things of french fries. And the manager set down my food. I'm like, oh, wasn't I supposed to get like a potato thing? Like a potato wedge. And he goes, oh, that actually has mushrooms in it.
Truffles.
And they're like, it's truffle and it's a form of mushroom. I'm like, oh, I didn't know it had mushroom in it because it wasn't on the menu. And he goes, oh, your waitress.
Truffles.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't?
All it said was the name of the potato thing and not the ingredients of the potato thing.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons why you should tell your waiter what you're allergic to. So if your side dish has your allergy in it, they know not to put it on there.
Mm-hmm. So you got an extra side of fries.
So I got an extra side of fries, which I'm not too mad about because my steak was tiny. Your food was tiny.
Yeah. I also had like the weird, I cannot remember, bucatini. There I go, bucatini. That's the noodles that I got. Whatever
okay.
The bucatini dish is. That's
with
my, the one. Yeah. But I don't know what's up with those noodles. They have a hole in the middle. And for some reason, when I eat them, I feel like I'm eating air. So it doesn't fill you up as much as regular noodles.
Anyways, so my dish was like $40. I think yours was in the $30 range.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to go back.
No.
Like,
for us, it's not worth it.
For us, it's not worth it. It is...
a lot of money for very
to
small.
To me, it is overpriced.
Yeah.
I don't know what the size of the potato cake thing would have been, if that would have offset it, but literally they just plopped down a steak. If I didn't get that extra thing of fries, I would have literally just had a steak and a cup of fries, and that's it.
Small cup of fries.
There was theoretically supposed to be
a salad,
I think.
A watercress salad, I think.
A watercress
was it?
Salad. She made it sound more like it was a garnish, but it didn't come on my plate, so I don't know. Anything about it.
Yeah.
But for $40, a tiny steak.
And french fries.
And french fries. Now, that would be a different story if it was on the same level or better than my local steak shop that I go to.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jesse's.
Yes, Jesse's. Jesse's makes amazing steaks. Mouth-watering, melt-in-your-mouth steaks.
I love my Delmonico.
Okay, it's almost on par with our big fancy place called Burns. If it was as good as that or better, I wouldn't have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't taste as good. I would rather go to Jesse's. I think Jesse's is even cheaper than...
And you get more.
And I get a slight... And I get more. Because I get two sides there.
Mm-hmm. You also get mushrooms. But I can easily just...
Yes, you take my mushroom. But anyways, very tiny. I don't think I'm going to go back. It was not
We did get dessert.
We got a dessert.
We rarely don't. We rarely get desserts.
But... I thought it was going to be a normal piece of cake.
He didn't read the dessert
I did not
very well.
Read the dessert. It was the child's...
It was basically the kid's dessert.
It was the kid's dessert. So you have, like, this sand pail with the cake in it. And then this large, like, rectangle plate with...
biscotti
Biscoff,
sand.
Biscoff, quote-unquote, sand. They basically just crush up Biscoff cookies and sprinkle it on there with, like, a chocolate octopus.
I don't remember. I didn't have a
Because I ate it.
Oh. And two gummy sharks.
And two gummy sharks. It was good.
Yeah. It was just really embarrassing when she pulled it out. I was like, ah.
No, the manager brought it out.
Or, yeah, he brought it out.
With my allergy stick.
With the allergy stick.
And he even notated it. He's like, all right, here's your cake with your allergy. I'm like, thanks.
Here's your cake with no mushrooms.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay. Yeah, it was a nice, it's a nice scenic place, but yeah, we're probably not going to go back.
So the thing is, so we talked about it. We're like, okay, do we want to get dessert here? Or do we want to get dessert somewhere else? We ultimately decided getting dessert at Atlantic because at the time it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, okay, let's kill, you know, another 30 minutes.
Because we were also watching the wait time for Battle at the Ministry at the entire time we were in there.
Yeah, because that was our plan, was to go hop on that right after.
Mm-hmm.
So we did do that. Spoiler.
Obviously, we got dessert there.
So we got dessert there, left there, beelined it over to Battle at the Ministry.
Mm-hmm. Where apparently everyone at the park was also doing, or at least it felt that way.
Right. No, wait, did we get our food first? Was it food then Battle the Ministry?
My notes ended at Atlantis.
So, while we were eating dinner, we...
Yeah, we got it before?
Whatever. We...
No, we got it after the ride. Sorry. I have the timestamp on the picture.
I thought we got food first. Well, I'm going to talk about it now.
Oh.
It makes more of an impact.
Okay.
While we were eating dinner, well, after we had finished dinner, we had decided to go get another mac and cheese cone, because...
What time did we leave the park, then?
I'm like...
Because maybe we did get food first.
I'm going to say we did it first.
Okay.
Because I don't...
Because we got it at 8:04 p.m. That's why I'm wondering. Because I don't remember how late we left.
Oh, we got it last, then. Because we left around, like, 8:30, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But anyways...
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Shush.
Oof, shush, shush, shush.
We decided to go get another mac and cheese cone because our $100 dinner...
Did not fill us.
Did not fill us. I feel like for $100, the portion should have been bigger and we shouldn't have had to feel like we needed to go get a mac and cheese cone. Those mac and cheese cones, I would rather go get those than go back to the Atlantic.
And like, I keep putting into account, like, yeah, we eat more than we should, but also at the same...
When,
I shouldn't
okay,
leave
no, no, no.
a restaurant
Wait, no, no,
stuff.
No. Huh? When you're doing a theme park, you're burning more calories, thus worth. You're probably going to eat more to give you that energy to keep going.
Yes, but also at the same time, I shouldn't leave a restaurant still feeling hungry.
Right.
Like, I can feel, like, maybe not stuffed and full, but at least satisfied. I
like,
wasn't even
okay,
satisfied.
We're trying to
I
lose
was
weight.
Hungry.
We're trying to lose weight currently, because, like, you know, big. And like, you eat salads for lunch, and at dinner time you don't get seconds anymore. Same thing with me. I don't get seconds anymore.
I cut out my nighttime snacking.
Yes, I did not, because I like my nighttime snackies. Shut up. Speaking of that, I'm getting a snack after this episode.
You already had a nighttime snack.
I didn't get dinner tonight.
That's fair.
Because you had fish. I don't like fish.
I'm not the one who planned dinner.
I don't care. We had leftover fish and we needed to eat it.
Okay.
Whatever. I forgot where I was going.
You need to feel full.
The fact that you can eat dinner here, have a normal sized meal, still feel full, but we can go have a $100 dinner and leave feeling like we need to go get a $20 mac and cheese cone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
No. Anyway, so we went back to the mac and cheese. Well, no. We went to Battle at the Ministry.
And before everybody comes at me, yes, I realize this is technically fine dining.
You're paying for the experience.
But even then, there should be more food. I can go to Burns, the most, like, to me, prestigious steak place, get a decent-sized steak, a soup, a salad, an appetizer, and a side for almost the same price.
Probably a little more.
Probably. My meal alone at Burns would probably cost like...
But like I said, I also 60. Got noodles while you got steak, so...
Yes, but still.
You also did get a steak at a seafood restaurant.
Okay.
Just saying.
The other sit-down restaurant was a noodle place.
The Pan-Asian place? Yeah.
It's basically just a bunch of ramen.
But I love ramen.
Exactly. Oh. I do not.
Yes, you do. You like fancy ramen.
No. No, I do not. When have I had fancy ramen?
When we went to that one place in downtown Pensacola.
Did I say I liked it?
I thought you did. Apparently no. You didn't. Okay. I feel lied to, but that's fine. Continue. Whatever.
Anyways, so I guess we went to Battle at the Ministry first. We got a line.
We did it because we were rushing. We wanted to get that done.
Yes. We wanted to do it a second time. Mm-hmm. So we got in the line. It was 120 minutes?
No. I think it was... Oh, it was...
It was 120. No.
Or was it 150? Because I don't think it was at 180. Because that's what
180.
Because it was at 180 for a while. So it was probably between
120.
It was 120?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember we ended up only waiting an hour and a half.
Because we timed it.
Yes.
We wanted to see how long it was going to take us.
Anyway, so we get in line, play lots of Ticket to Ride.
Mm.
Did the ride again.
Kept losing.
Only an hour and a half. Nothing else to say. Great ride.
I'm guessing you didn't hear me.
Nope. Oh, yes, you kept losing, because you suck.
Shut up.
Ran over to Burke, got another mac and cheese cone.
No, we didn't.
Yes,
we got
did.
Two cones.
Oh, yes, you got your own, I got my own.
I got the spicy one.
You proceeded to make a mess on Epic Floor.
Shut up. I was so proud of myself. I was wearing my black and white, yin-yang looking, toothless and light fury shirt, and the top half is white. Mm-hmm. I hate wearing white, because... Every time I wear white, I am prone to getting it dirty.
And that's you did get it dirty.
But the entire day, I had gone through all this different stuff that we did. It even rained, for goodness sake. But my shirt was clean.
Yes.
Clean, not stained.
And then all it took was our backpack tipping over at dinner. So in our backpack,
oh, yeah,
we
too.
Had our freestyle cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you set it on the floor before taking out the freestyle cup.
Mm-hmm.
And it tipped over and you didn't realize. And that is the one flaw with these, you know, big $50 tumbler style freestyle cups.
I mean,
cups.
We could have also taken out the straw and actually closed it.
It still leaks.
Oh, okay.
It leaks really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tip it over, it'll form a puddle in like 1 second.
And it was tipped over for a long time.
Yes.
So it was literally a pool in my bag.
So you had to take it to the bathroom and...
Clean it out.
Surprisingly, my wand still works. Your wand is iffy if it works or not.
It works.
It never lit up.
Oh.
At least I don't think it did.
We didn't really do that much wand stuff afterward, though, so no. I don't know.
So we need to go figure out if your wand still works.
Well, we get a free replacement if it doesn't, right?
I hope.
Okay.
But I'm also not expecting one because, you know, it's our mess up.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
We go and get our mac and cheese cups. We take it outside the portal to eat. And you proceed to make a mess on the floor, because you are a gremlin who just spills everywhere.
I did not use fork. I should have used fork.
You should have used a fork. It's very messy.
Well, because when we ate the first cone, I didn't need the fork at all, so I was being
because
stubborn.
I think they
and...
didn't feel it as much because they were rushing, because we came right after their lunch rush.
Mm.
Whereas this, it was like, you know.
End of the day. Not many people were getting food.
So they were kind of probably just stuffing them.
The reason why he also brought the drink is because even though I cleaned out my bag, the back of my backpack was still wet, and the whole back of my shirt is white.
Yes.
And I was freaking out. I was like, Nick, my shirt is turning pink. My shirt is turning pink. And you're like, it looks fine. I took that shirt off when we got home. It was pink.
Well, I hope you washed it.
When it dried and I threw it into the washing machine the next day, it was still pink.
So
it was no longer pink after I washed it.
Okay, good.
But the mac and cheese stain is still on it.
Oh, yeah, you did spill your mac and cheese on it.
Yep. That's where I was annoyed, because I dropped it on the front of my shirt, and I was like, are you kidding me? Shut up.
Good job. Melody said a bad word.
I did not.
So if you don't hear it, she means she cut it out. She's a liar.
I'll think about it.
Anyways, so we ate our mac and cheese cones. You spilled everywhere, making a mess. Those poor cleaners had to come in and clean up after
you. It was not that bad. Shut up.
It looked like you kind of just threw it everywhere like a toddler. I did not. So bad. We finished our cones, and then my one thing I wanted all day was a grand opening freestyle cup. That says grand opening 2025.
The cup that we're never actually going to use as a cup.
Nope. And it's funny, because technically that cup is still activated. So the way the activation works is all of the cups are activated. Mm-hmm. So if you go and theoretically take a cup, I'm going based off how I think it works. Because when I bought my freestyle cup at the...
I thought they tap it onto the thing before they hand it to you.
When I bought the tumbler-style freestyle cup, the $50 one, at the gift store, they never tapped it on anything. They didn't set it down. I literally put it in front of me. They scanned it and then gave it back to me.
Oh.
So they never put it on one of those activation pads. Okay. So, because then I asked her, hey, is this activated? And she goes, yep, you're good to go. So the way I think it works is all those cups are technically, quote unquote, activated, but they just need to be put on a freestyle machine to actually confirm the activation, and then it gives you a 24-hour or however long timer to use it. A 12-hour timer.
Okay.
So theoretically, if you go into those stores, you could just grab a bunch, run out the store, and now you have all of those free...
What is wrong with you?
I'm not advocating stealing.
I was going to say, maybe you buy two cups. And then.
So anyways, so technically our cup is still activated.
Okay, fine.
We just need to put it on a freestyle machine.
So then... We went home, back to valet, sat on a bench, waited for the guy to get our car, brought our
car
to us.
Took like 30 seconds.
And it was real quick.
Yep.
Probably longer than 30 seconds.
Probably
considering
like
he had
2 minutes.
Go out and get the car, but...
I'm pretty sure I saw our car as we were walking up. I'm like, oh, isn't that our car?
Maybe. But yeah, that was our second day at Epic. Our experience with the VIP tour. Still got our lanyards for it.
Yes.
We wore that lanyard all day.
Yes, we did.
To the point when we got our mac and cheese things the first time.
The guy was just like, oh, where's your tour guide?
We're like, oh, we're already done.
It made me feel like a lost child. Be like, oh, where's your adult? Nope, we were done.
I mean, we didn't leave our group early.
One person did. One group did.
Yeah, the late group also left early. Apparently they had some lunch to go to, so we're just assuming they had a...
reservation.
Yeah.
So that was our day. I would highly recommend the VIP tour if it comes down a little in price, because currently it is expensive.
Mm. It also depends on what you want it for, though.
But
if you
also...
want basically an express pass...
Well, you're going to look at it like this, okay? Are you going to buy express pass? If the answer is yes,
yeah.
Then... you got to look at that price. Currently, express passes are one-time use, and they're $300 per person.
Yeah, because right now, VIP tours...
So VIP tours
essentially
for,
an express pass.
I'm going to break easily. Let's just say it's $600. Usually, it's a little bit more. Well, you're already going to pay $300. What's $300 more to get front-of-the-line access to 6-plus attractions, one of them more than likely being Ministry of Magic, which currently would probably cut down a 240-minute wait.
So you're paying $300 to basically skip line at Battle of the Ministry.
And all the other lines. Because at this point in time, they're getting... all of them are reaching about an hour every day. Yeah. At least last time I checked, a day or two ago.
Yay! I'm glad we went when we went, because...
you will never get to see the park like that again.
Lovely.
You will never see it that empty. You will never walk that fast onto rides again. You will never get that experience again.
Nope.
And it's very sad.
Yep. We're probably going to go to Universal on Sunday.
Unless we become billionaires, and then we can buy out the park for a night.
Yeah, that's not happening.
You never know. Never say never.
I'm saying never.
Universal. If you want to be cool.
Oh my gosh, we're already dragging this episode out.
Can you close the whole park for us for a day? I will pay you $20 to close the whole park just for one night so I can get that experience again. I want to go to all three parks. Close all three for me.
We'll be generous and let you close them one at a time.
No, all at the same time. And then somehow make it so I can take the Hogwarts Express all the way over to Epic. That'd be cool.
Okay, we're done.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
This recording is only an hour and a half long.
Yes, I'm sure. We're done.
We essentially just made a tiny movie.
Oh my gosh. All done. All done. Goodbye.
Are you treating me like Jack?
All done. Yes, because that's how I have to say. I don't say goodnight to him. I have to say all done when I leave his room. All done.
I'm going to laugh if he wakes up and just says all done.
Shut up and say goodbye.
Because he is currently sleeping. Is Rose sleeping? She's sleeping on her back right now. I can see her tiny little nose.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. All done.